John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, post-election day, August 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize for automation. You just heard the Todd Smallenberg commercial. All of those political ads were supposed to be pulled at midnight last night. But that one must got through the crack somewhere. I just spoke to Devin Lawrence. He's going to search for it, find it, and delete it. What the heck is going on in Emmett County? No results have been posted for Emmett County at all. I just checked the link. I searched through all of it. Could not find anything being reported in Emmett County. I talked to Brett Gooding early this morning on text messaging. He says he won, beat Neil Ahrens by one vote. Well, if that's the case, you're going to probably have to recount the race. But I can't believe it was that close. Brett ran a very good campaign, had signs everywhere, had lots of endorsements, had lots of support from the four townships. Something is screwed up in Emmett. Here we are this morning, everybody else reporting in their numbers except for Emmett County. Emmett County is a bunch of zeros. So I don't understand that. We saw different things happening throughout northern Michigan. Dan Bonomy, the Crawford County Republican chair and supervisor, was defeated. But Dorothy Fredericks easily won re-election for county commissioner. But kind of weird things happening there in Emmett County. Don't understand why the numbers are not being reported in this morning. Sad to hear that John Suter did not win for sheriff. Todd Ross did. And again, basically, these campaigns, folks, take a lot of money, a lot of messaging. You've got to get the word out. You've got to get the messaging out. You've got to run the campaign on a platform that is a winning platform strategy. Todd Ross won with 46% of the vote. Josh Ginnup got 38%. John got 13%. Takes a lot of money to run a countywide race. It takes a lot of effort. The right signs, the right messaging, the ads, the mailers, the door knocking. It's a lot of work. Trust me, I know I have the scars to show it. Literally have some scars on my arms from the poison ivy. But we move forward. We basically learn from our mistakes, learn from the tactics that the prevailing side used, and you have to fight fire with fire. Now that these people prevailed, we're going to hold them even closer to account for their votes, their bill sponsorships. We are going to make sure we follow them and absolutely hold them accountable to us, the people. Your candidate won, that's fine and good. But now they have to be accountable. Forget the negative attacks, it's over and done with. It's behind us. The elections are not rigged. Vicky's race, Dar Leaf, the sheriff for Barry County, won re-election. After all the negative attacks, all the media hit pieces done on Dar Leaf, he prevailed. I texted this to a couple of people this morning. With God, the truth, a lot of hard work, and money, we did it. You see, when you have the truth on your side, for example, our platform, our slogan was Restore Election Integrity in Antrim County. The voters of Antrim County basically gave Vicky a mandate. In a five-person race, she got 37% of the vote. Second place was at 24%. And then the other three candidates split up the rest. She has a mandate now to do what she said she was going to do. Cheryl Guy is so afraid of Vicky coming in and cleaning up the clerk's office in Antrim County, she's seriously considering to do a write-in campaign against Vicky in November. Write-in campaigns don't work. There's only one way you could possibly win a write-in campaign. We'd have to spend $1 million attacking Vicky and her platform. And I don't think the voters of Antrim County will fall for it. Working with the local clerks, the local township and village clerks in Antrim County, she's going to implement a grading system for them. If you clean up your qualified voter files, you get rid of the dead people and the people who no longer live in your county, and you lock down your qualified voter files so Jocelyn Benson can't upload them back into your qualified voter files. On election night, you simply count the ballots to make sure the number of ballots match the tabulator tapes. And if you have enough staff, if you have enough volunteers or paid workers and your township or village is small enough, you can actually do a tally sheet on the ballots to make sure they match the tapes. Will it take probably a couple of hours longer for each small township and village? Yes. But then you'll get 100% A-plus rating from the county clerk that your township, your village, is absolutely secure, safe, accurate, and the ballots and the votes on those ballots match the machine's tapes. You get 100% A-plus rating from the county clerk. You don't want to count the ballots or count the actual votes? Well, then your rating goes down. If you got rid of the dead people and the people no longer live in your county, you locked down your qualified voter files, but you chose not to actually hand count the ballots, well, you might end up with an 80% or a B rating. Then at the next election, local townships and villages will have to ask themselves a question. Do we need to replace our clerk? Because she wasn't willing or he wasn't willing to put in the time and the effort with their workers to do what was right to actually certify the election as being 100% valid and legitimate. There's plans that she has come up with that she's going to implement. And contrary to what Cheryl Guy and others are saying, it's not against the law. It's not against the law. Vicky is a researcher. And she has looked at the election laws. She's pulled them up. She's printed them out. And she knows she can do exactly what she ran on. And she will. She's going to go meet with Cheryl Guy. Explain all this to Cheryl. And explain to her that she's going to lose if she attempts to do a write-in campaign. They never work. People are not going to take the time to write in her name because Vicky wants to restore election integrity in Antrim County. It's not going to happen. So if she wants to go out a loser, do a write-in campaign. But we're prepared to fight that battle as well. Jocelyn Benson can dump $1 million of negative attack ads into Vicky campaign in November and try to use Cheryl Guy as a write-in candidate. Good luck with that. I think you better spend that $1 million on your race for governor in 2026, Jocelyn. I'm going out and picking up all her signs. And if she files a write-in campaign, I've already got the stickers lined up to go over the signs we already have. Instead of August 6th, Republican primary, it'll be November 5th, general election. Signs will go right back in the same spots we had them before because we talked to the people. And if she wants to take us on, we're ready. But I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see. As far as these other races, don't feel bad. And don't say the election's rigged. No, it's not. Vicky is absolute proof of it. Dar Leaf, the sheriff from Barry County, is proof of it. When you do the campaign the way you're supposed to do it, you win. But you got to base it on two things: God and the truth. You pray. You pray to God to give you the truth, the messaging to use for the campaign. When she made the decision to run, and I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning praying and talking to God, it was a clear message. Randy, restore election integrity in Antrim County. We put it on the signs. We put it on our cards. We put it on the literature. We knocked doors. We told people. They told people. And she basically beat second place by 150%. Now, here's the thing. These state races, races for Congress, U.S. Senate, it takes a lot of money to do a statewide campaign. I can't even imagine how much money Josh Saul would have had to raise to beat Jack Bergman. How much money Cheryl Donnell was going to have to raise to beat Mike Rogers. But we learned from it. We get stronger for the defeats and we move on. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Absolutely appreciate all the text messages coming in. Yes, Cool Mike, we will definitely talk after the show. He wants to do some advertising here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We will definitely do that. Penny Chambers, no results for Mackinac County either. I did not check that out. I will definitely check that out during the top of the hour break. One of the things, let's see, I don't have you started my phone. 231 area code ending in 1016. I just checked the Emmett County website. All the numbers were posted there. Can you send me that link? Can you send that to me? I greatly appreciate it. I'm working off of MLive up north 7 and 4's website. Bob O'Donnell says, maybe Fairburn has something to do with Emmett County, seeing that he is the chair of the Emmett County Republicans and lives in that county. I don't think so. Let's see. What is the other? Oh, here it is. Yeah, this is interesting. Neil being ousted by a puppet. I've seen nothing, none of that, nothing comes out good of the primary, so I'm not really sure what you're saying there. In Tennessee, looking over areas, Ohio is even better than Michigan. I don't think there's any hope for Michigan, but he wants to talk to me after the show. Well, greatly appreciate that. Some people leaving the state. Now, one thing you have to understand, This is a process, folks. The process is you learn from your defeats. I'll be totally honest. I learned by losing to Howard Walker in 2010 and losing again in 2022. I figured it out. I figured out the campaign strategies that need to be done in order to win. You have to lay this out the proper way. The message is critical. You pray to God, give me the message. What is the message that needs to be heard for this particular race? Give me the truth, give me the facts, give me the evidence. And when you have that on your side, then the slogan becomes easy. The signs are very easy. Those bright yellow signs with black letters. We literally stood Vicky's sign up with 14 other candidates from Antrim County, from sheriff to supervisors to county commissioners, all of them. We stepped back about 100 yards and just looked. And guess whose sign stood out the most? Bright fluorescent yellow and black. Very similar to a school bus coloring, magnified by the bright fluorescent yellow instead of the dull kind of a golden yellow of a school bus. We intensified it. I actually worked with a campaign sign graphic designer. And by the way, look at the logo for the radio station. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Look at the logo. We worked with our t-shirt company over in Gaylord, and they utilized the same coloring. Why? Because of the frequencies. Missy talks about frequencies. The color spectrum frequencies of those signs worked. And then we got the messaging out. Three newspapers in Antrim County. We ran half-page ads in each one of the three newspapers for 5 weeks before the absentee ballots went out, before 9 days of early voting, and through the entire election up until this past Friday. Took a lot of money. Signs everywhere. You do it the right way, you win. But it takes money, it takes messaging, it needs volunteers, it needs a lot of work. I personally want to thank Sherry Hogan and Abby Mandeville because they worked their butts off with their own time and their own gas to get the literature out there and the signs. You put a team together like that, folks, you win every time. We've got races coming in November that we are going to win. We are absolutely going to win. Mark my words. We will prevail in November. And we're going to only get better and better and better at this come 2026. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism